MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. A t-shirt fundraiser is underway to support two Lovington women battling cancer with proceeds raised by the Wildcat Athletics. The football team is selling $25 t-shirts, and funds will be given to Adriana Salcido, a Lovington high school teacher battling breast cancer, and Lily Ruiz, a Lovington resident, is battling colon cancer. The volleyball team is also selling $24 to $26 t-shirts and donating the funds to Salcido. To order a t-shirt from the football team, visit the Lovington Wildcat football Facebook page and send a direct message by Wednesday. And for the volleyball team, visit the LHS Volleyball Facebook page or an individual Lady Cats player to place an order by September 22nd. Some trends have shifted in New Mexico tourism this year compared to last, though the New Mexico Department of Tourism won't publish numbers until the end of the year report. But year to date, the department says money spent in arts and entertainment has increased, while dollars in dining and economy hotels has decreased.
People are still traveling, but how they kind of divvy up their budget is shifting a little bit. So people might be scaling back a little bit more on dining out, but they still are trying to commit to spending on kind of attractions and experiences.
Said New Mexico Tourism Communications Director Cody Johnson, who believes the majority of tourism dollars come from people in New Mexico already and visitors from Texas, Arizona, and Colorado.
We see more folks hitting places like Tucumcari and Gallup, as well as Albuquerque, certainly. But that indicates to us that people are engaging in kind of the Route 66 experience. That's obviously an indicator that people are definitely driving to the state.
And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.